Good morning, and welcome to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, a weekly five-minute feature here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Hometown Values, Hometown Rewards.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to the program. We got Kyle back here in the studio on WOMT. Kyle, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How's it going this week?
You know what? I have no complaints now that we're back together, and we have a very special guest with us on the phone this morning. I'll let you take it away, my friend.
Yeah, I'll introduce our CEO and president, Nathan Grossenbach, touching base on what we've got going for a little growth.
Yes, Shoreline. Nathan, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Glad to have you with us here on today's program. As Kyle mentioned, we want to talk about some exciting news and a lot of growth that's happening over at Shoreline. Take it away, my friend.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, we got a new branch opening up in the Green Bay area. And, you know, this is something that's been important to us for a while, not only just because we're looking to grow and expand and bring our award-winning services further north, but we just find a lot of our members are traveling, shopping, living in the Green Bay area, and we're just excited to be able to continue to serve them.
Yeah, it's a great piece. We actually are located, the branch is located in the Easttown Mall, which is really going through some great revitalization.
Yes. And a lot of great foot traffic over there and just visibility, right? And I think, you know, as you guys are always looking at growth, you want to make sure that you are where the people are.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah, and it's right off I-43 as well. So it literally, depending on how fast you drive, is about a 25-minute drive north from our Manitowoc branch. So really not that far away either.
There we go. So I'm curious if you guys could kind of walk us through a little bit more as to, you know, as Shoreline continues to grow, why was this an important next step in the future of Shoreline?
Yeah, absolutely. No, so I think just a lot of our member needs continue to evolve, and there's a lot of shopping in the Green Bay area, a lot of traveling heading up there as well. But you know, as we grow and expand, we are the best credit union on the Lakeshore and the best mortgage lender. And obviously, the more people that we can help and bring our hometown values and hometown rewards to, it's just going to be better for our membership as a whole as we just get bigger and better at what we do.
Yeah. You know, the reality is that there are a lot of options out there, right, when it comes to financial needs. But Shoreline, you guys offer things different than most places. And that really is that hometown value, that hometown reward, that hometown touch, shall we say, that I think that really allows you to serve the members just a little bit more personally.
Exactly. And bringing that out into the Green Bay community as well, and serving the members we already have there, because they have noticed what we're doing is different and have already chosen us. Now we have a physical location to serve them better.
Yeah. And I think that this only, again, shows the health of the credit union, right? By being able to expand into another market, by opening this up. This is new territory for you guys, and it's exciting to kind of think about where Shoreline is going in the near future and in the distant future.
Yeah, I appreciate those kind words. It absolutely is about the strength of the organization, and not a lot of branches being open today. A lot of people are moving to digital only, but we know the commitment to the branches is still there. People love coming to branches, seeing our people, and that's a very important role for us to continue to fill.
Nathan, that is a great point, because you're right. A lot of people like to do things online, and again, with Shoreline, you have a lot of great technology that allows members to do their banking online, so it's kind of best of both worlds. Those that want to be in person, hey, we got another branch, or those that want to continue to do things online, you guys have the resources and technology to do that as well.
Absolutely. You nailed it.
There we go. So once again, you guys, if people are want to check it out, are we open right now, or what's the details here, Kyle?
So we're just about done, but we'll actually go over next week. We're going to have our grand opening next week, and we'll talk to you about that.
There we go. Well, Nathan, thank you for being with us on today's program. Kyle, if people want to learn more about Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, what is the best way of connecting with you guys?
The easiest way is to go online, Terry, to our website, and that's shorelinecu.org.
Kyle and Nathan, thank you for time, and we'll talk to you next week here on WOMT.
Thanks for listening to Hometown Values with Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Tune in again next Friday morning at approximately 11:20 for another episode, or download the podcast anytime at WOMTradio.com. Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, your local hometown credit union focusing on hometown values. Hometown Rewards. You're listening to a C. Hafer Broadcasting Station.
Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Values. Hometown Rewards.